1878 was the last time anyone in Tyler, Texas viewed a total solar eclipse. When the 2024 solar eclipse happens in Tyler, it'll be the last total solar eclipse visible in your lifetime, probably. I'm Mike Landis. UT Tyler Radio connects with TJC's Earth and Space Science Center Director, Bo Hartwig, for a preview of the celestial event. What should we expect, Bo?
Well, for people who don't know, we are in for a treat. A total solar eclipse is one of nature's most beautiful wonders. The moon is going to completely cover up the sun. The sky is going to turn dark. We're going to be able to witness stars and planets in the middle of the daytime. But the most prominent feature is the sun's corona. That's the outer atmosphere of the sun, and it's just completely gorgeous if you've never seen it before.
Well, now, this is something that doesn't last a terribly long time, though, does it?
No, it only lasts, depending on where you are, the maximum that it's going to last is about 4.5 minutes. If you are kind of closer towards further west, like Terrell, Kaufman, here in Tyler, it's going to be between about 1 minute to 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, Totality Tyler is making, which, by the way, you're wearing the t-shirt today. Totality Tyler is making this a 3-day event starting April 5th through the actual event on April 8th. Everyone can't just squeeze into the Hudnall Planetarium, right? I'm assuming that's true.
So, we're very glad to partner with Visit Tyler and Totality Tyler for events all across the city. This is going to be a great event, bringing in so many people to our city. Yeah, we're very excited about this.
I was interviewing a UT Tyler professor recently, and we spoke about wonder. In a day and age where most anything and everything you could ever want is at the other end of a keypad and a screen, we can still look to the heavens in wonder with an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that is beyond what you can see on a screen. One of the things I try and tell people is no matter the photos or videos that you have seen for a total solar eclipse, if you haven't seen one in person, you have not experienced it. I haven't seen a video or photo yet that captures the experience and the visual, just the sensory experience of being there in person.
In your job, you deal with different levels of wonder most days. How are you feeling about this total eclipse experience overall as a person who's in this field?
Yeah, so this is what I'd call my Super Bowl, if you will. This is something that we have been gearing up for since I've been at TJC since 2018. So I've been preparing for this day over 6 years, and It's great to see the excitement and the curiosity and wonder in our community, and we're just so happy to be a part of that and foster that within our community.
Well, I'm guessing that you get a lot of questions. What kinds of questions do you get?
Yep. So the two biggest questions that we get, the first one is about eye safety. Do I really need to wear protective eyewear to view the eclipse? And the answer is absolutely yes, we do. If you are looking at the sun unprotected, you can cause damage to your eyes. So we are encouraging all the people that we talk to make sure that they obtain the proper solar filter viewers, things like eclipse glasses that are properly rated to view the sun. And the other question that we get is, well, I'm in a 99% eclipse. Is that good enough? And what we're trying to help people understand is there's what's called the path of totality, and Tyler is just within the edge of it. So people in our community that are south and east of Tyler, places like White House, Chapel Hill, Bullard, and then even further east like Kilgore and Longview, they will get about a 99% eclipse. And that sounds great. If I got a 99 on a test, I would be ecstatic. But this is not that 99 kind of 99. 99% eclipse is still a partial eclipse,
okay,
which is a 0% total eclipse. And so we're trying to make sure that our guests understand that if they want to get the full, complete experience, they need to make sure they're in 100% totality.
Now, where would that be? I understand that Totality Tyler on its website has an actual map that shows what the projected the areas in which it's best to view. What is the optimum area to see it from?
Right. So what we call the path of totality is about 115-mile diameter, and it stretches. I like to help people understand Fort Worth kind of is on the western edge of that, and Tyler is on the eastern edge of that. So anywhere between Fort Worth and Tyler, you are going to be in a great spot. If you head a little bit further north and west of Tyler, you're going to have a longer period of totality. But if you are south and east of Tyler, you're going to get a partial eclipse. And just for context here, UT Tyler, you are going to be getting about a minute and 15 seconds. But if you head east on
31 or 64.
Well, if you head down, yeah, towards 64, kind of once you get to there's like a swim school right there. Once you're there, that they are out of totality. They are in the partial eclipse. Okay. And so UT Tyler's kind of right on the cusp, and a lot of Tyler is. So you guys are right in a good spot, but if you head a little bit further west or north, you're going to get a longer period of totality.
You know, the actual eclipse, as you've said, doesn't last very long. I'm beginning to think of it as a cosmic Kentucky Derby. Weeks of hype followed by an incredibly short event.
In one sense, it is. That moment of totality, no matter how long it is, even if you have, you're in a place like Terrell or Kaufman, you're going to get 4.5 minutes of totality. It's going to seem like 8 seconds. People are going to say, I wish it was longer. No matter how long it is, people always want more of that. And one of the first questions that people ask after seeing a total solar eclipse for the first time is, when is the next one and where do I have to go to see it? They become hooked. They become what we call solar eclipse chasers. They want to see as many of them as they can.
Where are some of the spots on the globe where you can see a total eclipse? I mean, we're, the last one here in Tyler was in the 1800s.
Right.
If I wanted to go see the next one, where would I go?
Right. So in one sense, total solar eclipses aren't so rare. They happen on average about every 18 months somewhere on the Earth. It's just, are you in the right spot? The next time that there will be one crossing the United States will be 2045. That will be in Oklahoma and Arkansas. So if you want to stay in the United States, you've got to wait another 21 years. However, if you want to become a world traveler, the next one is going to be in August of 2026 in either Iceland or Spain. And so that would be...
Now, wait a minute. That's fairly far. That's a big, broad area.
Right. So it will kind of cross, heading southeast across the Atlantic Ocean. So it'll touch Reykjavik and then cross through the Atlantic Ocean and then touch land again back in Spain. And so if you're in that path, that's a great spot to be. There will be another one in July of 2028 in Sydney, Australia. And so there are places all around the world that you can go and see a total solar eclipse. Now, the thing is, for most people, it's difficult to travel the world and go there, although there are plenty of people who become world eclipse chasers that they try and see as many of these things as they can. So if you become, if you fall in love with a total solar eclipse, I encourage you to see when the next one is. If you want to stay here in the United States, the next one that will cross the U.S. is 2045. Here in Tyler, though, the next one will happen February 25th, 2343.
Oh, my gosh. So that's
mark
crazy.
That in your calendars now.
Exactly. You know, that UT Tyler professor that I mentioned earlier is Dr. Thomas Guterjohn, who gave a perspective on eclipses as experienced by ancient cultures. He says he plans on viewing the event from a boat in Lake Tyler. You know, beginning to think he might have the right idea.
Yeah, so there are going to be lots of places to get that natural beauty. And if you can view it on a lake and the weather is great, you're going to get a nice, beautiful view. And if you're able to do that, we encourage anybody to get a chance to see that. And being on a lake, what that will do is will give you a nice clear horizon away from a lot of buildings or trees and things like that that could block some of the view. One of the things that we'll also see, in addition to the darkening sky and the sun's corona, at the horizon, there's going to be this thin strip of an orange, orangish sunset color kind of all around you. It's kind of 360-degree view. And so if you have a clear horizon, like on a lake or on top of a hill, you're going to get to experience that as well.
Any final thoughts on this once-in-a-lifetime event?
Well, we just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to see this and celebrate with us. You'd mentioned Visit Tyler has lots of activities going on that weekend. We do as well at the TJC Earth and Space Science Center. And so for people who are interested and want to know more, we encourage them to visit our website, tjc.edu/eclipse.
Thanks for listening as UT Tyler Radio connects with TJC's Earth and Space Science Center Director, Bo Hartwick. For UT Tyler Radio News, I'm Mike Landis.